Blog Talk Radio.
It's hump day. So why does it feel like frump day? Are you barely making it through the week with no energy to speak of? That's all about to change. Welcome to Transforming Health with Brad King. Get ready to live with the vitality, youthfulness, and abundant energy you've always dreamed of. Now, here's your host, Brad.
Hey, everyone. Welcome to today's show. Why are so many people sailing at half-mast these days? And worse yet, how many of these people have been living this way for so long, they don't remember what optimal health and vitality even feels like anymore? Too many individuals suffer from a condition. It's a condition of acceptance. They're guilty of accepting their less than healthy status as the way it is. Well, unfortunately, they don't know any other way to be. Not anymore. Welcome to Transforming Health. I'm Brad King, your regular host, and this is the platform that helps change lives one body at a time. Today's show is really all about winning your personal war against fat, and this time for good. Have you been bamboozled by the billion-dollar weight loss industry? If so, trust me, you're far from alone. What if everything you had ever heard or read about losing weight was actually wrong? What if dieting is actually making you gain even more fat? Here's a question. How many diets have you been on? You've probably lost count, and if this is true, you're far from alone. In fact, if you're like the bulk of North Americans, you probably stopped counting your diets years ago. The question is, why do almost all of these diets that we continuously go on time and time again, why do they fail? And worse yet, why do so many of us seem to have a harder time losing the weight every time we start another one? Very few people realize obesity rates have actually tripled since our health experts warned us about the impending obesity epidemic. This was in the 1950s. In fact, despite all of these diets that we've been on, North Americans are getting fatter every single year. And guess what? Our doctors don't seem to have the answers. So how do we stop this madness? Well, I'm going to actually be the guest on my own show today, and today's guest host is actually a personal friend of mine who just happens to also be a nutritional expert and the celebrity host of The Healthy Gourmet on the OWN Network, a reality cooking show that highlights the ongoing battle of taste versus nutrition. If you haven't watched this show before, I highly recommend it. She's great, and so is the show. She's also appeared on over 300 television and radio shows, including City TV's Perfect Fit, the Jill Deacon Show on CBC, Balance, and also Three Takes. Please welcome the author of Meals That Heal Inflammation, a practical nutrition guide. I'm going to turn it over to you, Julie Daniluk, and I want to thank you for taking this spot today, Julie.
Thank you so much, Brad. Well, I am so touched and honored that I'm your first guest host of Transforming Health, and I'm certainly fascinated by everything you've done. Know that I've always been a big fan. You really helped me understand how diets don't work, and it's so interesting, being a nutritionist, how we're constantly asked, what is the diet, what will work, and you really helped me understand that the diets are definitely the worst thing in the world you could possibly do for your health.
Absolutely.
Going on a restricted, horribly calorically restricted diet is so dangerous, and I'm so excited to hear the ins and outs, because ever since you really broke into the world with your best-selling book, Fat Wars, I think that you've been truly the leader on this issue. So who better to help us achieve our fat loss goals than the host of Transforming Health himself, Brad King? This is incredibly exciting. So, Brad, you're a nutritional researcher, formulator, and a highly sought-after authority on nutrition, obesity, longevity, one's health. And I know you're an author of 10 books, including the international bestseller Fat Wars and the award-winning Beer Belly Blues, which is what a wonderful, funny book, along with your recent release, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Losing Fat for Life. And I just want to let the viewers know that in 2003, Brad was inducted into the prestigious Canadian Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame. And in 2010, he was awarded the Best in Canada Award for Health Motivator Educator and Public Speaker. And I've had a total joy to watch Brad live in action. So definitely, if you ever have a chance, if he's in your hometown, because he travels all the time, you've got to definitely check out one of his talks. He's also produced some of the best supplements on the market. He's a multiple gold medal winning for his cutting-edge nutritional formulations, and they're truly cutting-edge. I love the fact that you never cinch on quality. You're always looking for the cutting-edge ingredients that are truly unique, but also really backed by science, and I think that's really what sets you apart. If people are interested in trying one of his formulations, they can receive a free sample of Brad's Ultimate Calorie Burn, which, by the way, helps you burn up to 12 times the calories, along with Brad's Ultimate Anti-Stress, which helps you your body deal with the unrelenting stress of everyday life, one of my all-time personal favorites that I'm on right now. And you can get a sample of this product by visiting www.awakenyourbody.com/thanks. So I really want everyone to welcome this amazing, it's just so fun to turn the tables on you, Brad, and to give you an opportunity to let everyone know your amazing knowledge on this subject. So first off, I want to ask you, your latest book is called 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Losing Fat for Life. What is interesting about this book is that it has nothing to do with dieting. Can you really explain to us why diets don't work?
Well, absolutely, Julie. And first of all, thank you very much for the wonderful introduction. And I'm truly honored to have you actually host the show today. I couldn't think of anyone that would be more suited and more qualified. So thank you very much for that. I hope we're going to have a ball. I'm sure
definitely.
We're going to have a ball. And, you know, here's the thing. Ever since I wrote my first book 10 years ago, actually it's going on 11 years now, which was Fat Wars, 45 Days to Transform Your Body, I wrote in that book, it was kind of an awakening for so many individuals because people, you know, were constantly on diets back then. People are constantly on diets nowadays. I think it's basically one-third of women, a quarter of men at any one given time can be found either starting or completing the latest diet. We call these diets fad diets for a reason, because they're really nothing more than short-term solutions. And we have to start looking at obesity as a lifelong factor. We have to, you know, it's multifactorial. And I think this is why doctors have really failed at helping people lose body fat effectively, because they really don't recognize obesity as a multifactorial disorder. And it is. But one of the things we have to understand is we share the same genetic codes as people that walked this planet going back many thousands of years ago. And, you know, if you were to talk to the average geneticist, they would say that we share, you know, approximately 99.9% of our genetic structures as people that, you know, maybe were around 50,000 years ago. Whatever it is, the point is these were the same people that with the same machinery that we have nowadays. What has changed is our diet. Our diet has changed quite drastically. And we have to understand that we are eating many more processed carbohydrates than we ever have in the history of humanity. Because of that, and we can get into that a little later, we don't really have the chemistry to be able to process those carbohydrates effectively. And I think what's ended up happening is people are more confused than ever with the diet industry, because you hear people going on these ridiculous low-fat, no-fat diets. And we created these. We created these in the 70s and the 80s, because that's when we were told that dietary fat was the culprit behind this growing epidemic. We listened, and yet our obesity rate skyrocketed by a whopping 60% during the next 10 years after we lowered our overall dietary fat to the lowest it had been in the century. And what's happened since is, once again, we've now filled the void with all of these sugars, these processed foods. The body can't metabolize them effectively. And because of that, there are nearly three times more North Americans who are actually obese today compared to the 1960s. And, you know, that's startling, Julie, but then you have to think there are six times more of these North Americans who are morbidly obese, who have a body mass index of 40 or more, than in the 1960s. And what we have to stop doing is going on these ridiculous programs, which are fad diets, which are these short-term solutions which people cannot follow over a lifetime because they're too restricted, and because of that they have excessive cravings, they have excessive appetite, and for the most part they put their bodies into a fat storage mode. And I'll just sum it up here. The studies show us that for every pound of fat we're lucky enough to lose on whatever ridiculous program we're presently on, we often take with it 1 pound of metabolically active tissue, and we cannot afford to lose any muscle. That's why we're getting fatter.
Definitely. And I really love that you're hitting the health issues around weight gain. And I think the biggest ones to speak to would be the type 2 diabetes that we're seeing. I know that really a big, what I see written in your books is the hormone connection. Can you talk to insulin for a moment and
sure.
maybe explain to people how it plays a huge role in our weight gain?
Absolutely.
And how have things changed on this front over the last 10 years?
Well, once again, you know, we've increased our carbohydrate consumption. We've lowered the good fats that actually help to regulate insulin production in the body. We've lowered our fiber. Our fiber is almost like a brake system for sugar, so it actually slows the release of those sugars into the body. And anyone listening to the show right now, you know, will have heard of the high glycemic, low glycemic diet or high glycemic, low glycemic foods. The only difference is that the low glycemic foods have more fiber in them, they have more of a brake system, and therefore they trickle their sugars and they allow insulin to respond more effectively. But what we have to understand is any single time we eat, not with fat, but with carbohydrates and proteins, and predominantly carbohydrates, we stimulate a lot of insulin to get rid of the influx of all of the extra sugars that are breaking down in the system, because it's very dangerous to have a high sugar load in the body after a meal. We call those, you know, we call that postprandial glucose levels, and that can be very, very damaging. So insulin is secreted in response to the number, the amount of those carbohydrates that are being broken down. The quicker they break down, the more insulin is produced. And here's what people have to understand. Insulin is designed to be our friend. It's designed to help us grow. It's designed to push things into the cells so that the body can use those to repair. But what happens is when we have too much insulin, we call that hyperinsulinemia, we end up pushing too much sugar into the cells. And whenever we push too much sugar into the cells, we now stimulate this enzymatic response that puts the body primarily into a fat storage mode. And that's an enzyme called LPL, which is really like the gatekeeper of fat storage. We don't really have the ability to use all of that sugar for energy, but we do have an incredible ability to take that sugar and convert it very, very easily because of these enzymes inside the fat cells. We convert them into triglycerides, and that's the most storable form of fat within the body. The problem with converting too many of those free fatty acids into triglycerides is the triglycerides are too large to get out of the fat cells now, and for most of us, unfortunately, they end up staying in there for the rest of our lives, and those fat cells end up expanding.
Wow, not to mention there seems to be a direct relationship between the high insulin levels and heart disease. You can really see why type 2 diabetics would be really struggling with that.
Well, and one of the reasons for that is because insulin causes the growth of tissues within the body. And what it does is it takes the arteries, it takes the lining on the inside of the arteries, and it causes it to become damaged very, very easily. And that is really the beginning of what we call atherosclerotic plaque, which is the plaque that basically occludes the artery so that the blood can't get through to transfer the oxygen.
Fascinating. Well, after the break, we're going to talk about metabolism. So many people blame their weight on a sluggish metabolism. Oh, you know, it's in my genes. I can't do anything about it. Well, if you're sitting at a point where you're stuck and you've got those extra, the love handles that have been really plaguing you, even though you're working out, you're eating well, I know that Brad is an expert to really break through that barrier, and I can't wait for him to really explain that to you after the break. So stay with us.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hello, my name is Julie Danilek. I'm the guest host of Transforming Health. Due to his depth of knowledge and sense of humor, today's guest is well-respected nutritional researcher, performance nutritionist, and fitness expert who was honored to be inducted into the prestigious Canadian Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame. He regularly is highlighted as the leading health expert in television, radio, magazine, and newspaper interviews nationally. Once again, please help me welcome the regular host of Transforming Health, Brad King.
Hey, Julie.
Thanks, Brad. I'm really excited to delve right back in. Now, if people are having issues with a sluggish metabolism and they're really blaming it on their hormones, what can we give them? What are the solid facts from your 99 things you wish you knew before losing fat for life? What would you say is the most important thing for them to know?
Well, first of all, you can't just sit back and do nothing and blame it on your genes. Unfortunately, that's what the majority of the population does, and that's why we're in the present state that we're in. With this obesity epidemic, 3/4 of the population are over fat. We're not overweight. We carry too much fat on our frames. We don't have enough muscle tissue. We lose a great deal of muscle tissue going through the aging process, and that's also part of the problem, because when we lose muscle, we lose our body's ability to actually use fat for energy, because fat is literally shuttled into the tiny little engines inside muscle cells, and they're burnt as energy. I want people to understand, I looked into this many, many years ago, and I looked into it for different reasons, not because I was obese, not because I was even interested in obesity at the time, but I was interested in genetic predisposition to disease, and part of the reason for that was I lost both my parents to cancer within a 6-month period of one another, and obviously I thought, well, wow, this is in my genes, and one day I'm probably going to experience cancer, so I better start doing some serious research. And I've got 2 siblings I care about very much, and so it was really for selfish reasons that I started interviewing a lot of geneticists. I started looking into the biology of, do we have to succumb to whatever illness is in our family tree? And I'll sum it up here, because what the research shows, this is conclusive, is that our genes, this DNA, these blueprints, are really nothing more than templates upon which we build these unique life experiences. And these life experiences are built because of our environment, so where we choose to live, what we choose to allow into our lives, because of our lifestyle choices. Do we sit back and watch TV all day, or do we get up and actually move our bodies like the human body is designed? And, almost the most important thing is our dietary choices. Are we shoving in hamburgers and french fries and cupcakes and Twinkies every second of every day, like so many people are? Or are we eating the right foods? Are we eating more vegetables? Are we eating, good forms of protein? If we're eating meat, is it coming from a lean game? Is it coming from grass-fed animals, all that type of thing, where we're designed to eat like that? And we have to understand that if we do the right things, then we have within our favor 75%, which we can control how those genes behave. Because our DNA... Yeah, absolutely. Our DNA, Julie, is nothing more than it's pluripotential. It's in a constantly changing environment, and we have the right to change the messages of that environment, but we have to start doing it as soon as possible, and then we can change it, and we can alter the way those genes actually code for who we become later on in our lives. And the same could be said for those people who suffer from obesity. Don't sit back, don't say, oh, you know, both my parents are obese, and you don't understand, and did you look at the stats, because it shows that I have a 90% or greater chance of becoming obese because my parents are obese, so why would I do anything in the first place? And my answer is, well, are you going to become obese because your parents are obese because it's in their DNA? Or are you going to become obese because your parents are obese because you're eating the same way they did?
Right.
You know, and you're doing the same things they did. So it's nature versus nurture. Stop making excuses. Get up, become proactive, and start being excited by this life that's, you know, really worth living.
It's so exciting. It really is. And that's what I found when I was writing my book on inflammation, Brad. I have a book coming out from Random House December of this upcoming year called Meals That Heal Inflammation. And it really speaks to you can make food that's extremely healthy also taste great. I mean,
absolutely.
People always feel that they have to give up everything they love. But you can do substitutions. And that's what I really love about getting used to your products. Like when I use your Ultra Whey, your Alpha Whey protein, I find it tastes so good, and it's stevia sweetened, so it's certainly not going to be any added carb calories, so I can put it with my berries and really enjoy a delicious smoothie. I make this raspberry sorbet with it, and it's just absolutely delicious. And thank goodness you have chosen such an integral sweetener like stevia. Those are great opportunities for people to have taste and flavor so that they can make those substitutions and really give in to their cravings in a healthy way, for sure. And this brings me to my next question, which is, how does inflammation affect our ability to lose weight? Because I know there must be a huge connection.
Well, Julie, and you do know that, because I read your book. It's a fantastic book. It's not just a cookbook. It's a book that really explains what inflammation is. And you know, and you and I have had so many conversations on this, and that's what I love, that people still don't realize the importance of inflammation in disease, in the onset of disease, and in the implication of what that disease can actually do in our bodies. And, you know, we've now learned, I mean, Time Magazine wrote an article on this going back a few years ago, which really woke everybody up, and it was called The Fires Within, and that's exactly what uncontrolled inflammation is. We have to understand, inflammation is our friend. It's part of our immune system. It's there to alert the immune system to heal the body. You know, we get a cut or a sprain or something, we get redness, we get some swelling. That's actually good. That's there to aid the body's ability to repair. However, when that doesn't go away and it becomes chronic, which happens to so many people, then it can actually become very damaging to every single cell of the body. And we have learned that fat cells are not inert. They don't just sit there and make us look bad. They create a lot of problems, and they're very hormonally active. We call those we call them adipokines, because they produce hormone-like signals in the body, and some of those hormones are very inflammatory. They create a lot of inflammation, and let me tell you one thing here. When we eat, what happens is if we take a long enough time to eat, about 20 minutes, that's what the human body is designed to do. You take about 20 minutes, that we can send the proper satiation signals to the brain so we don't overeat. What ends up happening is the fat cells start to secrete a hormone called leptin. A lot of people have heard of leptin. Leptin travels to the hypothalamus in the brain and says, okay, whoa, Julie, relax. You've eaten enough. No need to eat anymore. In obese people, what ends up happening is their bodies overproduce inflammation. We can measure inflammation through something called CRP protein, C-reactive protein. And we now know that CRP, that inflammatory marker, actually latches on to this hormone called leptin, and it doesn't allow it to get into the blood-brain barrier, so the brain doesn't get the message that you've eaten enough. And that's one of the major reasons why obese people can continuously overeat, because the inflammation their very fat cells are producing are there to make those fat cells live that much longer and be that much bigger. So it's a big problem.
That is fascinating. Thank you for explaining that. And can you also speak to the other major hormone, the hunger hormone, ghrelin? Could you speak to that for a moment?
Ghrelin, absolutely. I mean, research is showing that, you know, when people diet the wrong way, meaning they don't eat the right foods, when people have a lot of inflammation, what ends up happening is ghrelin will actually go up. It will actually raise. And by raising ghrelin, our appetite becomes insatiable, so to speak.
Right.
People, you know, they don't know when to shut off their need to eat. And I think this is a very big problem in today's society, is we have so many dysfunctions with our metabolism. There's messages, you know, what we call these adipose signaling messages, which are all skewed, and we don't know when to stop eating, we don't know when to stop craving, the fat cells don't know when to stop expanding, and one of the things we can talk about when we come back, because I know we're pretty much coming into a break here, is that we can produce insulin even without taking a single bite of food.
Fascinating. Well, we're definitely going to get to that, and I'd also love to talk his and her hormones and how that affects our ability to lose weight after the break.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hello, my name is Julie Damelot, guest host of Transforming Health. To help us achieve our fat loss goals is none other than the host of Transforming Health himself, Brad King. Brad is nutritional researcher, formulator, and a highly sought-after authority on nutrition, obesity, longevity, and one's health. He's the author of 10 books, including the international bestseller Fat Wars, the award-winning Beer Belly Blues, along with his recently released book, 99 Things You Wish You Knew Before Losing Fat for Life. In 2003, Brad was inducted into the prestigious Canadian Sports Nutrition Hall of Fame, and in 2010, he was awarded the Best in Canada Award of Health Motivator / Educator and Public Speaker. On top of this, Brad is also a multiple gold medal winner for his cutting-edge nutritional formulations. And I really encourage you to check out one of his free samples. He's got Ultimate Calorie Burn, which is a way that you can burn up to 12 times more calories, along with Brad's Ultimate Anti-Stress, one of my personal favorites, which will help your body deal with the unrelenting stress of everyday life. So you can visit the website www.awakenyourbody.com/thanks and help me welcome the wonderful host of Transforming Health, Brad King, back to the show.
Hey,
hello,
Julie.
Brad.
I'm having a ball.
So, before the break, we were talking hormones, and I would love you to explain to people how really men's and women's approach to fat loss needs to be different. And it's wonderful that you have addressed that, because women really struggle when they attempt to follow the way a man loses weight. Can you explain?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the genders are different for a reason. I mean, we have to understand when it comes to fat loss, there are certain things that are definitely going to apply to both sexes, but there are other things that really don't. And one of those things we have to understand is, for instance, in women, too much testosterone can actually cause the body to dump a lot of lipids directly in the abdominal cavity. And one of the things that happens to us as we get a little older is, you know, we have a loss in what's called our metabolic capacity. We're not able to utilize even limited numbers of calories that we're taking in if we're on a diet. And our metabolic capacity is really our ability to hold on to those calories, use those calories effectively, and we have so many changes, these multiple changes that impact our body weight regulation, and one of them is a hormone imbalance with women. Women lose a lot of estrogen as they go through menopause, and it's been shown that women who are on proper estrogen replacement therapy, bioidentical is obviously always the best, because that's what's found in the human body, women are able to lose more body fat primarily from that abdominal cavity. So, you know, this is one of the things that happens. Women lose their estrogen, they lose the message, they have more insulin insensitivity, the body can't respond to insulin effectively, they lose their energy, their body's ability to produce energy, which is called mitochondrial dysfunction, and they have a decline in their resting energy expenditure. And, you know, just to give you an example, we lose the ability to metabolize about 300 calories a day after the age of 40 compared to when we were in our 20s. And, well, it's wow, but if you talk to the average person, they go, 300 calories, what's that, a cookie? You know, no big deal, I just won't have a cookie. But think about this for a second. If that number, you know, doesn't sound like a lot, just look at how quickly it adds up, because 300 calories a day equals about 2,100 calories a week, or 110,000 calories a year, and 110,000 calories equals 30 pounds.
Wow.
So, yeah, you may not notice it for a few weeks, but it's going to quickly accumulate. So women need to, you know, really look at their hormones. They definitely need to look at their thyroid hormones as well, because hypothyroidism may impact, you know, 40, maybe even 50% of women that have difficulty losing their extra weight. And one of the reasons for that is women can go to the doctor, they can get a blood test, which is called TSH, the thyroid stimulating hormone test, and there's such a 27-fold variance in that test, where if you were to go to the doctor, Julie, and they would look at it, it goes from 0.2 to 5.5, and usually, you know, women aren't diagnosed properly because doctors are looking at a higher ranges, whereas the research shows that if your levels of TSH are over 2, you probably do suffer from hypothyroidism, low thyroid function. And I'm just going to give you a couple of things that women can do very, very easily. Number one, make sure you supplement with more selenium. Selenium is absolutely essential to the enzyme, the deiodinase enzyme that converts your relatively inactive thyroid hormone to a very active thyroid hormone called T3. So you need selenium. You need all of the B vitamins. You have to stop drinking tap water, because fluoride is one of the worst things that you can put in the body to interfere with thyroid function. And fluoride isn't even natural, by the way. So we have to be very, very careful of those types of things. We have to make sure that the diet is optimal, and we have to make sure that the carbohydrates aren't excessive. And when we talk to men, it's the complete opposite. Men lose testosterone, but we gain estrogen. And that's what causes a lot of fat to be deposited in a man's belly. I wrote that book, as you know, Beer Belly Blues, for a reason. Because men that have a bigger belly have more of an enzyme that converts more of his testosterone into more estrogen. And it's not uncommon for men of retirement age to actually have more estrogen in their bodies than a woman of the same age. And the reason a man wants more testosterone is because it inhibits fat storage, it stimulates fat burning, it increases insulin sensitivity, it plays a role in how our bodies balance sugar, insulin, fat metabolism. So it's very, very important. And men can actually, there's a couple of products people can look into. One is called Male Energy, which is a natural product that protects a man's testosterone levels, and the other one is called Her Energy, which protects a woman's estrogen levels. But both of those products, Male Energy and Her Energy, and they're 100% natural, what they do is they lower a very damaging fat-forming form of estrogen in the body called a 16 estrogen or 16 alpha hydroxyestrone. Don't even worry about the name. The point is that 16 estrogen rises as we get older and we accumulate fat, and that's the type of estrogen which causes the most damage in the body, and it's also the one that's implicated in hormonally related cancer. So we want to bring that down, and you do that through higher levels of cruciferous vegetables, which you talk about all the time,
yeah,
the broccoli,
love
cauliflower,
it.
Those are really good, and those are naturally found in those products.
Fantastic. And really, the big thing is that men, when their testosterone is where it should be, also have the passion to keep their relationship really burning, which is so important. Because I notice as guys age, you know, they often, their appetite can kind of go down a little bit, and their partner can be a little bit on the fiery side, which makes them a little bit harder to connect to. So what I love about his and her energy is that it can often bring a man's passion up, and a woman can help relax, and so she's more hormonally balanced and certainly more approachable.
Yeah,
so
Julie,
it's
and that's
also a great relationship.
Yeah, that's a cruel trick of nature when you really think
it
about
really
it. You know, men are losing their interest in sex while women are just starting to get really interested in sex. And you know, we wait a long time to be able to say to you guys, sorry, not tonight, honey.
That's not fair. Oh man. Well, let's talk about another type of furnace. If we're speaking of the passion furnace, and talk about fat burners for a moment, because so
sure.
many people rely on fat burners. But certain fat burners, I think, can be quite dangerous, because if we're relying on heavy caffeine, if we're relying on stimulants like the serious ephedrine products out there, that can seriously do a number on your adrenal glands, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Your adrenals are so tied to your thyroid health and to the health of your nervous system. Can you speak to why it's important to be very careful of the type of fat burner you choose, and how is your product working 12 times? How is it able to burn 12 times more calories?
Yeah, no, great questions. And first of all, I've been formulating metabolic enhancers, fat burners, thermogenic aids, whatever you want to call them, for the industry for about 15 years now, and I've never created any that create harm within the body. And by harm, what I'm talking about is, as you mentioned, anything that overstimulates the adrenal system, anything like too much caffeine. A lot of these fat burners have loads of caffeine. They overstimulate the body. The body's very sensitive to that kind of thing. We need a certain amount of a metabolic response in a fat burner in order to allow fat to be released as energy, because we stimulate a chemical in the brain called norepinephrine. Now, norepinephrine is a very good chemical, because what it does is it motivates us, it takes away our appetite, it makes us feel all giddy inside. We have high levels when we're falling in love, by the way. But at the same time, it latches onto your 40 billion fat cells and releases the fatty acids into the body to become energy. With my product, which is called Ultimate Calorie Burn, there's only two ingredients. One is a cocoa extract. The other one is a type of cayenne that doesn't create any burning in your stomach. And the reason it can help the body burn up to 12 times the amount of calories is the body, number one, doesn't build up a tolerance to those feel-good chemicals that allow more fat to be released. But we have human clinical studies showing that it actually does help people burn up to 12 times the amount of calories, and it's very, very safe because it works also on brain chemistry in a very favorable fashion, as well as body chemistry, allowing more fat to flow away from the fat cells so that you can use that fat as an energy source.
Fascinating. That's amazing. Now, do you mind helping me also understand how this ties into, if you use a fat burner, when should we time it so that we can still get to sleep? And what should we be doing to get that good night's sleep? Because I know you're all about a good night's sleep.
Absolutely. Why don't we do that when we come back? Because I want to spend a little bit of time on it, and I think I've probably spoken a little too much during this segment.
All right. Well, then why don't we definitely, we'll take a break now, but please come back and join us for a delicious look at why you need sleep for hormone balance and weight loss. Coming up.
Did you know that the environment may play an ever-increasing role in a sluggish metabolism, which can lead to reduced energy and weight gain? The good news is that the Ultimate Her Energy and Ultimate Male Energy can help combat these negative effects. Please visit www.awakenyourbody.com to find out how you can once again look, feel, and perform in a youthful manner. Are you in pain? Do you want more energy? A stronger immune system? Rarely does nature reveal a therapeutic agent so incredible that medical researchers and the people who try it are astounded by its health-enhancing benefits. Introducing Leaf Source, a mineral product that is derived from a 100% natural, organic, prehistoric seabed deposit. To find out how Leaf Source can help you, visit www.leafsource.com. This is Transforming Health with host Brad King. Our program will open up your youthful energy potential and help you live a disease-free life of abundant energy and vitality. Now, back to the program.
Hello, my name is Julie Dedelick, and I'm the guest host of Transforming Health. Our guest today is nutritional researcher, health coach, performance nutritionist, and fitness expert who's been featured on CBS, ABC, CTV, and NBC, including both the Today Show and Canada AM, as well as numerous national newspapers and magazines as a leading health expert. Once again, please help me welcome the regular host of Transforming Health, Brad King. Welcome back.
Hey,
to your
Julie.
Own show.
It's going by so quickly.
It does. We have one more segment. I have about 10 more questions I want to ask. We're really
going to get into it. We'll get through two.
I just want to wrap up what we were talking about before the break, which is when do we want to take fat burners, and how do we really time it so that we can get a great night's sleep? What do you suggest?
Perfect. Well, first of all, we have to understand we're all different. We're all biochemical snowflakes, so to speak. So some are more sensitive than others. I'll give you an example. Every once in a while, like I take my calorie burn before I work out, about 20 minutes before I work out. I work out very early in the morning, and I'm literally a good high, you know, I'm a brain high where I feel fantastic for hours afterwards, like probably up until about 5 o'clock at night where I'm just feeling fantastic, but not jittery, not like when I have coffee, which I don't drink very often, but every once in a while I'll have a shot of espresso. And if I don't time that perfectly, Julie, if I don't have it like very early in the morning, it actually keeps me up at night. I'm
exactly.
Literally jittery, and I think very few people make that connection. So have it very early in the morning, any type of fat burner. Ours is, trust me, if you try this, and as Julie mentioned, we do have a free sample we're giving out. It's absolutely incredible, called Calorie Burn. You take two, maybe three if you're a larger person. I've taken four, but you certainly don't need four all the time, that's for sure. Two usually really works well. Take it about 20 minutes before you work out, because what these fat burners are designed to do is release fat, but that doesn't guarantee you're going to use the fat for energy. So when you move your body, what ends up happening is the fat can now be escorted into those things called mitochondria, the tiny little factories inside the muscle cells, and now you're guaranteeing that that fat can actually be used as energy. Early in the day, don't take it. Try not to take it after 3 if you want to take it twice a day. So early in the morning, before 3 o'clock. And for sleep, let me tell you something. Sleep researchers from Cornell University have shown that at least half of the North American population is chronically, not just sleep deprived, they're chronically sleep deprived, and the other half has trouble sleeping on most nights. And at least 56% of our population complains about daytime drowsiness. Now, I'm not going to get into the cancer risks because they are unbelievable. You would not believe how serious it is when we don't get enough sleep. Our cancer risk literally goes through the roof. We're talking about obesity today. Insufficient sleep decreases our metabolism, plain and simple. That's the way it is. It leads to overweight. It leads to obesity. Studies from the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Archives of Internal Medicine, studies from Stanford University have shown conclusively that when we don't get enough sleep, we create metabolic mayhem. Our metabolism literally declines to the point where if you were to miss 1 to 2 nights of sleep, Julie, and I'm not talking about not sleeping. I'm talking about, let's say you sleep for 8 hours and you only get 5 hours of sleep tonight and tomorrow. You go to the doctor, you get a blood test, you're going to look like you're a diabetic. You literally,
it's dreadful.
Well, exactly, and that's what creates all of this problem. So we need to sleep, but we need to sleep naturally. We don't want to take prescription or over-the-counter sleep aids. We have an unbelievable sleep product called Ultimate Sleep, which is designed around the chemistry of what, you know, helps the body sleep, and that's allowing more of the proper hormones, serotonin, melatonin, all of the wonderful things that put us to sleep, keep us asleep, and regenerate the body so we wake up feeling fantastic again.
I just want to say that I also find your anti-stress to be incredibly helpful because it really does address the high cortisol. So many women are fighting high cortisol late at night, and so your product really does help fight stress all day, and people do find that translates into good sleep. So if you, the folks at home, want to try any of the great products by Brad King, he's offering two different samples, and you can check that out at www.awakenyourbody.com/thanks. So on to another important question, which is protein. I know so many people get, you know, we're really starting to understand that protein plays a massive role in keeping our muscle tone, and we've certainly heard of high protein diets, but there's a huge difference in the quality of proteins out there.
Absolutely.
I find that too often people are sold low-quality whey protein powders, and people might see something on sale, and they're really, oh, that looks like a good deal. I'm going to take that. But could you please explain to us the difference in the quality of proteins and how it can make a big difference in your attempts to lose weight?
Absolutely. You know, there's animal proteins, there's vegetable proteins for vegetarians out there, and unless you're a vegan, I would highly recommend whey protein, but I would not recommend just any whey protein. You want to make sure that the whey protein has a higher level of something called alpha. It's really alpha-lactalbumin, but the reason why you want higher levels of alpha is because that's what's found in the human body. Mother's breast milk has about 33% of this perfect form of protein called alpha, which has so many incredible attributes to it. But one of the attributes is it has nature's highest source of tryptophan, and the tryptophan can get into the brain. And the reason we want that tryptophan is, as you mentioned, Julie, when you're stressed out, really bad things happen. One of the things that happens with stressed out individuals is they deplete tryptophan from the body, and therefore they can't make the feel-good chemical in the brain called serotonin. By the way, that's been absolutely proven since the 1970s from research from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology that one of the reasons we crave sweet foods is because we're trying to raise our serotonin levels. So high alpha whey protein can do that very effectively. And also, if you're looking for a really good vegetarian protein, I would look to a sprouted brown rice, preferably organic. In my opinion, that's one of the best forms of vegetable protein. Moringa is something very, very good as well. Very few people have heard about it. Moringa is from India. It's one of the most perfect forms of protein, much higher levels of calcium than milk. I think it's three times the levels of calcium, and it's all bioavailable. And those are just a couple of ideas. But here's what people have to understand. We lose muscle going through the aging process. We lose about one-third, sometimes up to one-half of our lean body mass. This is one of the reasons why we gain fat, because we don't have the same ability to utilize calories effectively. So that's a condition called sarcopenia. It comes from the Greek word meaning vanishing flesh. We need dietary amino acids. Those are the building blocks of protein to stop the body from losing muscle and keep our metabolism. And that's why protein shakes are so important. What's really interesting, Julie, is the RDI from the Institutes of Medicine have shown that we only need about 0.8 grams per kilogram of body weight of protein. And that's absolute crap, because that translates into about 60 grams of protein for an average person weighing in, let's say, at about 160 pounds. New research is showing that healthy older individuals need upwards of 1 to maybe 1.3 kilograms or grams per kilogram of body weight, and that translates into over 90 grams of protein. So we've been wrong by a factor of at least 38%, and this is one of the reasons people are losing so much muscle. They're not getting high-quality protein. And the other thing is, protein is thermogenic, which means just by virtue of the body having to get at and work really hard to break it apart and get at those individual building blocks, the body wastes a certain amount of calories, and protein happens to be more thermogenically active than carbohydrates or fat by a factor of more than 40%. So just by eating protein, you're stimulating the body to actually use more fat as energy.
I love that. And it tastes brilliant. Wonderful.
Well, yeah,
I use Brad's Ultra Alpha Whey, the Ultimate Alpha Whey protein, and I use the vanilla flavor, and I mix it up with frozen raspberries and also add some extra fiber in there. Of course, your fiber product would be excellent. And by mixing in the fiber with the frozen berries and some ice cubes in a good blender, you can actually make it like a sorbet. And if anyone's interested in that recipe, I'm happy to post it on Brad's website because it's just so fun. We recently did that for the Marilyn Dennis Show, and it's just so great that you can have your cravings met, because I think a lot of people derail when they have a lot of emotional eating issues.
Absolutely.
And there's a way to switch off those cravings. And a big part of that is the fiber and the protein that you speak so well about. I know that we're winding down our time here together. Is there anything, any last tip that you really want to leave your audience with on how they can have success with weight balance?
Absolutely. First of all, people condition themselves to have appetite, to have cravings. We need to break those conditions, because that's what's keeping people very, very fat. No matter how good a diet is, you can lose fat on that diet, but if you're constantly craving and giving into those cravings, you're going to ruin every diet in the world. And it's been shown that insulin is secreted within about 2 minutes of us just smelling something that we really, really like. So, you go to the movie theater, you smell popcorn like me, I'm stimulating insulin. It peaks after about 4 minutes, but that's really putting my body primarily into a fat storage mode, so that if I give into that craving, which I'm probably going to, my body is now, really, it's primed for fat storage, and it's almost impossible for the body to actually use any of that fat for energy. Hours after you eat that food. So break the habits. If you find yourself getting hungry every time you sit down and you watch television, walk away. You need about 15 minutes to break that habit. If you find, every time you drive by a specific place, you get a craving for a specific food, aka the donut shop, don't drive that way anymore. Break the habit. Change your habits in order to change your destiny. That's what people have to do. And realize, don't put it off for another day. Start today. Start eating the right foods. It's not hard to do. Good forms of protein, lean cuts of beef, not ground beef, free-run chicken, organic eggs, organic yogurt, cottage cheese, wild salmon. Don't forget to take in one or two high-alpha whey protein shakes a day. Don't be afraid of fats. Don't be a fat phobic. Fish oils, flaxseed oil, hemp seed oil, cashews, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, olive oil, egg yolks, coconut oil, really, really good forms of fat for the body that encourage the body to use your own fat for energy. And if you're going to eat carbs, and I'm not saying don't eat carbs, make sure they're fruits and vegetables. Avoid grains if you can. By all means, avoid white flour, cornmeal-based products, starchy vegetables like potatoes and corn, pastas, baked goods, sugars, including fruit juices, and avoid those like the plague, because if you have a propensity to store fat, you're just going to expand your fat cells like there's no tomorrow, and that's just the way it is.
Fantastic. And people really, I think, are inspired by what you're saying, that you can eat all day long. This does not need to be a diet. It can be a live-it that you can really adhere to. And that's really what Brad and I have made our mission on this planet, is helping people understand that if they eat these delicious foods and keep eating every 2 to 3 hours, it's something that you've talked about in your book for over 10 years, if people really time their meals and really seek and share. A big one for me is the emotional eating piece. If you're having troubles, I want to keep two names on the fridge so people can really reach out to those friends when you're starting to deal with that, those cravings. Reach out to people and know that all the support you need is out there. And truly, I think that brings us to a wonderful close here on Transforming Health. I'm your guest host, Julie Daneluk, and I've had such a pleasure with you today, Brad. Thank you so much.
Hey, I had a ball as well, Julie, and
great.
You're definitely, definitely coming back.
Oh, great. Thank you, Brad. Super. Well, everyone have a great week, and talk to you soon.